AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A Dutch safety investigation says a Russian-built surface-to-air missile brought down Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 over Ukraine last year and was fired from an area controlled by Russian-backed rebels in eastern Ukraine. The report did not say who was responsible. The AP's Natalia Vasilyeva is in Moscow.
The Dutch prime minister has called on Russia to fully cooperate with the criminal investigation, and he said that the key priority for his country now is to track down and prosecute the perpetrators.
A Russian official says the Dutch report is flawed. Tonight in Las Vegas, it is debate number one for the Democratic presidential candidates. The military says now is the time for the Iraqi military to take back a major city from Islamic State militants. AP National Security correspondent Sagar Magani has details.
More than a year after the U.S. questioned the Iraqis' will to fight when the militants took Ramadi, Colonel Steve Warren says the conditions are now right for the Iraqis to make their move.
We believe that now is the time for a final push. Into Ramadi.
Warren says the Iraqis are now in the city's outer suburbs, moving closer in the last 10 days as the U.S. ramped up airstrikes. He says between 600 and 1,000 militants defending Ramadi are dug in, but the Iraqis should be able to retake it. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Police in Memphis say there is not enough evidence to charge a man with murder in the fatal shooting of an off-duty police officer. Terrence Ulrich was shot several times as he exchanged gunfire with Lorenzo Clark Sunday. Police say the investigation continues. A judge is holding a hearing on the admissibility of statements made to investigators by Baltimore police officers charged in connection with the death in police custody of Freddie Gray. All six officers are in court today in Baltimore. About an hour to go in the closing before the closing bell on Wall Street, stocks remain lower, the Dow down 5 points. This is AP Radio News. Planned Parenthood says it is going to stop accepting payment to cover the cost of making fetal tissue available for research. Some videos were released recently contending Planned Parenthood officials tried to profit from their programs providing post-abortion fetal tissue to researchers. Planned Parenthood says the videos were heavily edited. The union representing air traffic controllers says there's a shortage of workers, which could result in flight delays. The AP's Joan Lowy is in Washington.
They're not saying it's going to happen next week or next month, but they're saying that we're getting to a point where there's too few controllers, and so therefore we might have to slow down traffic. What the union is not saying is that this will affect safety.
No immediate comment from the FAA. The company that brews Miller Beer has accepted in principle a takeover bid from Anheuser-Busch InBev. The combined company would control nearly a third of the global beer market. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.